In a stunning political move, a Republican budget has been passed by the Connecticut General Assembly for the first time in 10 years. The $40.7 billion two-year budget was approved over the weekend with the help of 3 Democratic votes in the Senate and 6 Democratic votes in the House. Democratic Governor Dana Malloy has said he will veto the bill. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
During debate in the House in the early hours of Saturday morning, Minority Leader Themis Claridis, a Derby Republican, praised the GOP bill. She said it contained structural changes that would make Connecticut more business-friendly than the Democrats' alternative.
We have a budget that promotes, supports businesses in this state, and allows people to want to be here instead of running out of here as fast as they can.
The GOP plan relies on changes in state employee pensions after the current state union deal ends in 2027. Republicans say those changes would immediately produce $270 million in savings. The plan also cuts $300 million in state funding to UConn and eliminates several state agencies. House Majority Leader Matthew Ritter, a Hartford Democrat, said passage of the GOP bill only prolongs the state's budget woes. Ritter said Governor Malloy is certain to veto the bill.
We don't have a product that has the constitutional requirements to be signed or to override a veto.
Connecticut's budget is already more than 2.5 months late, and Malloy, who supports the Democrats' $41 billion budget plan, has proposed draconian cuts to state aid to cities and towns if there's no budget by October 1st. A deal with hospitals would also be jeopardized. Republican and Democratic legislative leaders have said they're prepared to resume negotiations to try and reach a consensus budget before October 1st. That's less than 2 weeks away. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.